Hello and welcome to the word from my hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is December 27th, 2025, and the church celebrates the feast day of St. John. This is the third day of the octave of Christmas. St. John writes in his Gospel, "So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed." Today the church pauses in the radiant joy of Christmas to celebrate the one who saw love made flesh, who leaned upon his heart, who ran to his empty tomb, who wrote, "God is love." St. John the Apostle, the beloved disciple, stands before us as both witness and mystic, the friend who understood that faith is not merely sight, but intimacy, not mere doctrine, but love received and returned. We are still within the octave of Christmas, those 8 days that are one great feast, one breath of joy. The child has been born, the word has been made flesh, and yet today's gospel draws us forward from Bethlehem's cradle to the cold, silent tomb. The contrast is striking. From the swaddling clothes to the burial clothes, the same Word who entered our world wrapped in linen is the one now absent from his burial shroud. Christmas already contains within it the seed of Easter. John and Peter hear the breathless report from Mary Magdalene. They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they laid him. Immediately they ran. John, the younger, arrives first. He bends down and sees, but does not go in. When Peter, ever impetuous, arrives, goes straight in and sees the burial cloths rolled up neatly. Finally, John enters. And then, in one of the most luminous lines of all Scripture, he saw and believed. The fathers of the church have often reflected that John runs faster because love hastens. Love is light of foot. Love has no hesitation. John loved deeply, and so he ran swiftly. Yet when he arrives, he stops and waits for Peter, the elder, the one entrusted with the keys. Here is a beautiful image of the church: love and authority, zeal and order, heart and head, each honoring the other. John shows that love is not reckless, it is reverent. It honors the structure of faith, even as it burns with interior fire. John does not need to see the risen Christ to believe. The empty tomb, the folded cloths, the sense of divine order, these are enough. He recognizes the quiet signature of the Lord. Faith, for John, is born not from proof, but from presence. A presence perceived even in absence. In a world that clamors for evidence, John teaches the contemplative gaze. He reminds us that faith begins when we dare to trust the unseen, when we allow love to interpret silence. He saw and believed. That short phrase contains the essence of the contemplative life. To see with the eyes of love is to believe before understanding. It is to find the beloved even in the void. John's entire gospel flows from the intimacy of one who knew the heart of Christ. He writes not as a historian, but as one who has leaned close enough to hear the heartbeat of God. When he begins his gospel with, "In the beginning was the Word," he echoes Genesis, but his tone is not merely cosmic, it is personal. The Word he writes about has a face, a voice, a touch. For John, the Incarnation is not a theological abstraction, it is friendship with the eternal. In this Christmas season, we too are invited to lean close to that heart, the same heart that beat beneath the infant's ribs in Bethlehem, that was pierced upon Calvary, and that now lives glorified in heaven. John's feast invites us not only to admire Christ from afar, but to dwell within his love. As he would later write, "We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us." John is the patron saint of contemplatives, of those who seek to gaze upon the mystery of God in silence and love. His gospel is woven not merely from memory, but from prayer. Every word seems to arise from a heart that has been purified by love. The contemplative life is not reserved for monasteries or cloisters. It begins wherever love dwells. When a mother gazes upon her child, when a man forgives his brother, when someone kneels in quiet trust in the midst of suffering, there, too, the contemplative vision of John is alive. To see and believe is to look upon the world with eyes of the heart. It is to recognize Christ's hidden presence in every act of mercy, in every Eucharist, in every moment of grace that interrupts our weariness. To believe as John believed is to walk through life with a heart attuned to divine gestures. The folded cloths, the subtle signs, the quiet triumph of love. At the end of his gospel, John tells us that the world itself could not contain all the books that could be written about Jesus. Yet what he does write, he writes so that we may believe. Belief for John is not mere assent to a creed. It is union with the beloved. It is to abide in love, to let love define every choice and every perception. This is the heart of Christian faith. Not information, but transformation. John stands as the first contemplative of the resurrection, the one who peers into the emptiness and finds fullness, who beholds the absence and discovers presence, who sees with love and therefore knows. Let us then, in this holy season, ask for St. John's grace, the grace to run swiftly towards Christ, to await humbly for others, to see and believe even when the Lord seems hidden, to dwell in the mystery of love that is stronger than death. May the beloved disciple teach us to live from the heart of Jesus, to see light in darkness, to find glory in humility, to recognize even amid the world's tombs that the Word has become flesh and that love is alive. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Word made flesh and light of the world, through the intercession of St. John, your beloved disciple, grant us hearts that run toward you in love, eyes that see you in faith, and lives that proclaim in every gesture that God is love. Amen. Thank you for joining me today here in my hermitage as we reflected over the Word of God coming to us through the Gospel of St. John and this feast day. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.